Welcome everyone. We continue Shmir Saloshim Nochavitz Chaim Shara Zechiro Perek Tes, Shir number 68, where the Chavitz Chaim continues to pound away at the punishments, Rachamon Letzlan, God forbid, that can befall a person who speaks Lashon Hara. And he says, V'gavu na'asa achar kach merkovi l'klipa hatmeyo hanikreis Lashon Hara. A person who speaks Lashon Hara will not be able to, as we had mentioned, he is one of the four categories who will not be able to enter into the presence of the Shechina HaKdoisha of Hashem, because this person who speaks Lashon Hara, he will be, his neshama will be covered up and surrounded by this impure klipa. A klipa is by definition a shell. So if you picture the holy neshama of a person, and now it's trapped and surrounded by this shell of impurity. Now listen what he brings here from the Sefer Charedim. In the Mishnah Brura, the Chavetz Chaim tells us we should all learn the Sefer Charedim. That's in the Mishnah Brura. Now, he says here in the Sefer Charedim, Nechela Gimel Perek Dalit, as well as in Perek Zayin, Shebaal Loshen Hora, Acha misosoi misgalgil bidoimeim ba'avnei hasode. A person who lives his life day in and day out and never does tshuva for speaking Lashon Hara, for harming people with words, this person will come back to this world as a doimeim. A doimeim is an inanimate object. Something like a stone, like a rock. The person will know that he was a human being. The person will know this. And he's going to be in pain because his soul, his neshama, will be in that form of an avnei hasadeh. He's one of those stones that a person walks and kicks it, and continues on to his car, onto his day. That's what the Sefer Charedim brings down. Now, who is this, once again? This is the Baal Lashon Hara, the person who always speaks Lashon Hara. And he doesn't do tshuva. Well, the Fumim, furthermore, Yizgalgil Baal Lashon Hara, sometimes a Baal Lashon Hara can come back in the form of a kelev, of a dog. It's not too funny when it happens.
No.
Because the person knew he was once a human being. He was once a Yid. He was a Jew. And now he is a dog. And there is a story which is documented that Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal was once walking in the streets of Flatbush, because that's where he lived. And he turned one corner, and there was a dog that was following them. And he eventually got back to his house, the shul where he was attached to the house. And he turned around to the dog. And he said, "You had your chance, now leave." This is what he's talking about over here. And he brings here now from once again the Sefer HaKoneh. Al Yoitzi Odom Dibo. A person has to be very careful never to speak any Lashon Hara. Ure'eva hovin bini. Listen to this, Maisa. Ure'eva hovin bini. My son, come and see. Manase le tzadik. Come see what happened to a tzadik. Shehichlif tzidkosoy v'chasidus. The tzadik exchanged his righteousness. Shehichlif tzidkosli b'chassidus v'gorar dovor acher l'shoynoi v'ro odom echod v'yotzal tarbuz ro. There is a maisa, and it ties into what we just learned by Yosef Tzadik. There is a maisa, says the Sefer HaKoneh, of a very pious person But yet, at the end of this man's life, his tongue was dragged throughout the streets by a pig. And because of that, a different person who was a tzaddik rebelled against Hashem. What's going on over here? Very cryptic words. And he explains as follows. Yosef had tzaddik that we just finished learning about in Parshas Vayigash. Yosef had tzaddik on his great, tremendously high level, which we cannot begin to understand. Nonetheless, he spoke Lashon Hara. And he needed a kapara, like we learned about in Shari Tshuva. He needed a kapara. He came back, his neshama came back to this world in the form of a person by the name of Chutzpis HaMeturgamon. Chutzpis HaMeturgamon was one of the great tzaddikim of the generation of the Tanoim in the Mishnah. By the Gemara time period, Mishnah, he was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus, one of the 10 martyrs.
Was he in Balzer?
And he was killed, and a swine, a pig, took his tongue and dragged it through the streets. Now, the reason why this happened was so that Yosef HaTzadik would get his kapara for speaking Lashon Hara. Amru Chazal, Yosef HaTzadik hoitzi dibo alechov, he spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers. I mean, this is Galgil, b'chosid echad, he came back in the form of Chutzpis HaMeturgamon. Uba chazir, and this pig came, the Gerer Lishoinoi, and dragged his tongue, and his tongue was a tongue that always elucidated and clarified and elaborated the words of the Torah. And then there was another person who saw this happening, and this person's name was Elisha ben Avua. Elisha ben Avua, who said, Zu Torah v'zu schara, this is Torah, and this is the reward? For such a holy tzaddik, I know that person whose tongue is being dragged by that pig throughout the streets. It's painful to say the words even. And he went off the derech. And he denied Hashem. And it's elaborated in Gemara and Chagiga, which is not for now, and he was known as Acher. And he was the Rebbe of Reb Meir. And he was one of the four people who went to the Pardes, which is also not for now, as the Gemara Chagig elaborates on. But the Chavetz Chaim is bringing down here from the Sefer HaKoneh that Lashon Hara kills three. Ha'omroi, the one who says it. Ha'mekavli, the one who accepts it. Va'nemer alav, and the one who's spoken about. And it doesn't have to be specifically those three, because here you see it affected the Shvat and the brothers, as we came down to Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzad, he needed his kapara in this regard, that he came back, his neshama came back, in Chutzpis HaMeturgamon. And then his tongue was cut off and dragged throughout the streets. And then affected also Elisha ben Avua, who saw this happening, and he couldn't fathom to begin to understand how does this work, how does this make any sense. Yotzel Tarbus Ra. He went and he rebelled against Hashem. He says over here, take a look in Mark Kedushin, that this person went off the derech was Elisha ben Avua, who originally was a Tana, who was quoted in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. And now he is known as Acher. Very serious, powerful words from the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim is bringing this down to remind us the power of speech, the power of our words, how if they are used incorrectly, we have to make sure to do a proper tshuva. One of the greatest ways of doing tshuva is what we're doing right now, is learning the topic of Shmiras HaLashon, of guarding our tongues, guarding our mouth. We shall be zoiche to take these words to heart, to do a proper tshuva, and to use our words in a positive way.